I have an annoying habit. Whenever I start something new or have an idea, I start thinking about the worst possible outcome and then put a lot of effort into planning for such an eventuality. Even in the best case scenario, for me, it's, well, I'll see if it works. It's the if in there that's the kicker. I'm immediately making an assumption the enterprise, whatever it is, isn't going to, or might not, or probably won't, work. These feelings and scenarios have been trained into me since childhood. Parents and teachers, and sometimes peers, attempting to prepare a soft landing for me, in case things shouldn't work out. By doing so, they're implying my great idea, or whatever it is unworkable, or not possible. This is usually because they don't understand my thinking or my knowledge. This is still the case. In adult life, if people don't really understand what it is you want to do or the context of what you want to do, they go into this advisory mode. If they have no idea what you're setting about or how you might be able to do it, the response is just, it won't happen. We as a species are inveterate naysayers. It's a built-in protection mechanism dating back through evolution, aimed at preserving the species, because it's natural we must override these feelings and fears which aren't relevant in the present age. Practically everything we do in our lives today has been described as impossible before it was done. It was supposedly impossible to run a mile in less than 4 minutes, but now people do it all the time, just like climbing Everest or sending messages through a wire. But the strongest enemy to our dreams, plans and ideas is ourselves. After all, we believe ourselves more than we believe others. So when we tell ourselves or simply imply in our thoughts and feelings something isn't going to happen, we tend to take it on board rather than feeling positively in what we are doing or planning to do. The negative mindset is a guaranteed way of killing off a project or even preventing it from starting in the first place. So, what can we do about it? In the first place, we have to notice what it is we're thinking and feeling about what we want to do. And as soon as we notice any negative thoughts, use the phrase, can I let this go? Sometimes we need to do this on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is definitely I already have, and 1 is a low level maybe or a yes but. As you repeat the question to yourself on a daily basis or more frequently, you'll move up to the 10 level. Try it. It works. There are other techniques you can use as well. EFT, otherwise known as tapping, in a certain way to help you let stuff go, is an interruptive technique which stops your negative thoughts in their tracks when you've tuned into it. Ho'oponopono is another ancient Hawaiian method you can use to let go of all sorts of conditions and circumstances. Oh, and there's something else. You and I usually attach time-based targets to the things we plan to do, which can exacerbate the fear of it not happening. We can use Can I Let This Go to reduce the effect of the target, because it's quite rare an outcome has to be achieved by a specific date and time, and those which do are usually so well planned and systemized, they more often than not happen on the right date. When it isn't critical or life-threatening, it doesn't complete on a certain date, we can let go of the date target, as well as the fears of it not happening, doing which is highly likely to reduce them as well.